Greetings to everyone listening to the DBH podcast. To be honest, we have a lot of sketchy thoughts and we would love to share them with you. Join us, Manya,
Seher,
and Nat,
for your weekly dose of funny banter, our somewhat controversial opinions, and honest conversations. You can expect a wide range of topics from TV show reviews to childhood nostalgia, from latest trends to Gen Z culture, and don't worry, we will spill the tea as well.
Let's face it, we all have unpopular and sometimes questionable opinions. The kind that could maybe start a war.
Okay, maybe we are being a little dramatic, but hey, who are we to judge? In this episode, we're spilling all of our hot takes ranging from food, music, TV shows, and celebrities. Stay tuned till the end and listen to us react to your unpopular opinions, which you submitted via our Instagram page.
Spoiler alert, you may hate us after this.
So we were inspired to do this episode based on a lot of YouTube videos that we had watched where some of our favorite YouTubers would basically react to anonymous, unpopular opinions. And we thought it would be a good idea to do this episode and discuss all of our hot takes. And just so our listeners know, we have not discussed any of our opinions with each other before. So we're going into this completely blind, if you will, not knowing what we're going to say and what opinions we're going to discuss. So stay tuned for that. And also at the end, towards the end of the episode, we are going to be reacting to some of your unpopular opinions that you guys sent to us on our Instagram page. So Nat, let's start with you. I'm putting the spotlight right on you. What's your first unpopular opinion or hot take?
Okay, so my first unpopular opinion is that Selena Gomez is a better actor than Singo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I disagree.
I don't know if I agree or disagree.
I just think I like Selena Gomez as an actor way more than I like her as a singer. I'm not saying she's not talented. She's 100%
talented. I just think she's great at both.
But I feel like she's a better actor than she's a singer.
If I'm being honest, the reason why I said singer is because the only time I've ever seen her act was in Wizards of Waverly Place and Spring Breakers, the movie. Now, obviously, Wizards of Waverly Place was one of my favorite Disney shows growing up. But since then, I really have not seen much of her work as an actress. And I just prefer her music more. I feel like I listen to more of her music and I can name more songs than movies.
That is true, but I think more than the number of movies versus the number of songs, it's more of what is she better at?
Yeah, that's why I think it's music because I feel like I invest more in time to listen to her music. I really don't know what movies or TV shows she's involved in. Not saying that she's not a talented actress or anything. I'm just saying that when I think of Selena Gomez, I always think of her as a singer, you know, transitioning from her Disney days to now. And then obviously the Revival album, that was really, really good. Honestly, one of her best works till date, I think.
I don't agree or disagree to this.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Manya?
My opinion, unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Okay, which one should I go for? All right, so this is based on a movie, and Nat would not relate to this because it's a Star Wars opinion. But I just think
y'all and your Star Wars, I just can't.
Oh, screw you! You haven't watched it, that's why you don't know how amazing it is. But I actually prefer the prequel trilogy over the original one. That's my unpopular opinion. Nah, thank you for giving the whole dramatic flair to it.
Yeah.
You haven't even watched it, but thanks.
Okay, wow. I can see how that is an unpopular opinion. Like, I really, really see. I disagree. Guys, I just stuttered there. Because I feel like the original trilogy is very good. The only movie that I truly enjoyed in the from the prequel trilogy, the one which starred Natalie Portman and Hayden Christensen, was the last one.
Revenge of the Sith. Yeah.
Revenge of the Sith. But the other two were average at best.
Yeah. Nat, just get out of this conversation.
I'm just trying to be a part of the conversation, okay?
So sweet. Wait, but also, actually, before we move on, I just have to say, I have a sore throat, so I'm sorry if I'm just clearing my throat or if my voice does not sound the best right now. But going back to what you said, I think I'm saying I prefer the prequel trilogy over the original one. It's because of Revenge of the Sith. That movie took the whole... that movie was, I think, the best out of the whole Star Wars series.
Oh, one more hot take on a hot
one
take.
One of the best. I said one of the best ahead. No, don't quote me.
I heard her say the best. Or did she say one of the best? We're going to have to replay
Wait, no,
this.
No. Okay, if I did say best, then I'm sorry. I'm saying one of the best.
One of the... Okay, yeah. I agree, actually, with you. Both of us might be in trouble. But I do agree. I feel like Revenge of the Sith doesn't get the credit it deserves. It genuinely is one of the better films in the entire series.
I feel like prequels as a whole does not get enough credit. I feel like, you know, just when you watch the original trilogy, you don't understand how Darth Vader came about to be like as he was. You know, I think the whole backstory of Darth Vader was way more interesting than Luke, I am your father. Yeah, I'm going to get so much hate. Sarah's mouth just went wide open. Oh,
that was literally... Okay, to be fair, guys, just for context, before we move on, because I am fully palpitating right now, I already knew that spoiler because I started watching Star Wars pretty late, but nonetheless, same, part of the fandom. But I know... imagining myself, if I was alive in the year 1980 and I was sitting in some janky 80s theater and that plot twist came about where they're like, Luke, I am your father. I would lose it. Like, can you imagine? Like, who would have thought?
I agree. I just feel like I knew it from before, so it didn't have the same effect in me.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I see that. That's fair. Ooh, okay.
Let's recover from that. I'm sorry. I feel like I offended a lot of people here.
Right. All right. Okay.
Okay, let's get Nat back in the conversation now. Seher, let's go for your unpopular opinion.
Right. Okay. So this one, I just know I'm going to get hate on, shat on by like every corner of the earth, hopefully not, but guys, sincerely speaking, Friends is overrated. And on top of being overrated, it's supremely outdated, which I think is an established fact. And Ross is terrible.
I need a minute.
Okay, I agree that it's dated and I feel like it wouldn't work today. Like, I feel like it's very problematic, so it's dated. Like, you know, there are so many like homophobic, transphobic, sexist comments throughout the show. So I would say it's dated. I didn't like Ross as a character. I feel like he was way too whiny. Like, he was always so whiny. Mm-hmm. I think he was annoying. He was very annoying.
It's just not that good. From all of the sitcoms out there, if somebody says Friends is a sitcom, like if somebody were to say that Friends is their favorite sitcom of all time, I question you as a person.
I just feel like it's my comfort show. Like, I could have pizza, and if I have nothing, like, I don't know what to pick from so many movies and shows out there, I just go for Friends and just pick an episode. And it's just always fun to watch Friends. I just feel like it's my comfort show. So I'll just have to disagree there and move on.
Right. I feel like for me, Friends used to be a comfort show. And I get what you mean. Like, it was something that you just turn on when you have nothing to watch. But now it's become that show that I just put on as background noise. Like, if I'm scared or something, then I just have it on. Guys, I know that this is a very touchy subject for a lot of people, but it's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I've rewatched Friends a lot of times, like way too many times, and it's become overkill at this point. But I don't find it funny. If anything, I find so many things ridiculous, which they are. But
Yeah. And I feel like sitcoms these days have smarter jokes. Like, I'm not saying Friends jokes were not smart, but I feel like for 90s, they worked. Early 2000s, they worked. But I feel like shows like Big Bang Theory, say Brooklyn Nine-Nine, they have better running gags, and I feel like they just have smarter jokes overall. So I would watch those shows any day over Friends.
Absolutely.
Also, because I've watched it so many times at this point that I just can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Nat, how many times have you watched it?
Couple of times.
Once? Once?
Basically, what happened was my friend and I, we watched it till season 3, episode 15, and then I just watched the random juicy episodes, if you know what I mean. So I just watched the ones that I found interesting, where there was a love triangle or someone had a child or, you know, just the interesting ones. But I feel like, yeah, I can't keep watching it.
So, yeah. Right. I just want to say I am terrified as I speak this into existence.
No, but I feel like some of my friends do have the same opinion that Friends is overrated, which, I mean, yeah, I disagree.
I agree.
But before we move on, I just want to say that you can like a show but still think it's overrated. You get what I mean? Like, you can still acknowledge that, okay, it's a good show, but yes, it is kind of overrated.
I don't think it's overrated.
Okay, then that's a different thing. All right.
Yeah, cool.
Swiftly moving on.
Yep, Nat, your opinion, please.
I'm shaking as I say this because I know K-pop stans are going to come at me.
Oh, no.
I have to talk about...
That's a very touchy topic.
We have to talk about Blackpink for a second.
Oh, God.
Blackpink is overrated. And I'm saying this for a reason. First of all, great visuals. I feel like all the four girls, they look really pretty. But I feel like singing-wise, I don't know if YG has not explored their full potential, but I feel like YG is just a money-making machine. They just want views and they're putting out bops. This is not real music. And I think they debuted in 2016. Their first album came out in 2020. That's 4 years after their debut. For 4 years, we didn't have an album. We had one or two comebacks a year. Right? And even when they dropped the album, it had 8 songs on it. 4 in English and 4 in Korean. And I feel like it's very obvious what kind of audience they're trying to cater to. And even the songs in English were so mediocre. Like, if someone like, say, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, any other English artist had put out the same songs, that would not work. Because the songs were genuinely not that good. And I feel like K-pop bands and groups just get away with so much that I feel like Western artists would never be able to get away with.
Okay, so there are many parts to this answer. So first of all, I just want to say that I listen to K-pop here and there. I'm not saying that I am an avid listener. I listen to a few songs here and there. And I will say that a lot of my friends who are K-pop stans, you know, they have, you know, their idols, etc. They do say the same thing. They do think that Blackpink, they have phenomenal choreography and, visuals and the whole thing. But they kind of are lacking when it comes to like the actual quality of music, and therefore they kind of compensate by, you know, going extra with the visuals, the dancing.
Exactly.
And things like that. So, I mean...
Also, there's lack of authenticity because YG doesn't let them write their own songs. YG is a songwriter and he lets them... They don't have a lot of creative control over their songs. So, I feel like they lose authenticity also.
Right. But I do believe that it is a case with a lot of other K-pop bands.
No, you know, I agree.
I
definitely agree. But I feel like Jennie is not that good a rapper. And a lot of people are going to be offended at that. But
we're all just getting cancelled, guys. I'm just saying it now. We're all getting cancelled.
Yeah, we've just
be the last episode ever.
We've literally dropped bombs like it's... I don't even know what. Because we have talked about Friends. We've talked about Star Wars. Now we're talking about K-pop. We're literally attacking fandoms from every direction in this episode.
Wow. We are... Also, before I forget, when Nat said that's not real music, she sounded so much like an uncle. A typical uncle. That is not real music.
Did I just say Blackpink is not real music?
Yes, you said that.
I am shaking right now.
Oh god, I was stuck to that. I'm like, did she just make an uncle comment? But my opinion on this is I actually haven't heard, I've barely heard one or two songs of Blackpink, and I just don't think I am in the position to give an opinion about this.
Right.
But the friends I do have who are K-pop fans are just hardcore stans and stuff, so I haven't received this opinion from anyone but you. So this is going to be interesting. I think we should put up a poll on our Insta, like asking
what they thought about our unpopular opinions.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So do you consent. Think K-pop is... Yeah, everywhere I'm looking for content only now, so yes.
Yes, yes. Okay, Manya.
Okay, my hot take on something. Okay. Buying stylish clothes for babies is a waste of money.
I agree. They're going to grow out of it and it doesn't make sense and it's a waste of money.
They're going to poop on it. They're going to like throw up on it. Etc. Et
okay, so you guys do agree, because I feel like a lot of people would just be like, oh no, but clicking pictures, making memories, like, ma'am, she or he will grow out of it like in 2-3 months.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree with you. I mean, yeah, getting decent, cute clothes is okay, but people who splurge like designer clothing on their babies is weird. Like, you know, for example, you get like baby Dior or baby Gucci, that kind of a thing. I don't get people who just have money to throw. Okay, I get it. Even if you do have money to throw, quite literally, like you just have money falling from trees, it's still such a waste, because your baby is going to dirty that dress or that suit or whatever the hell you buy for them. You know, they're going to puke on it, they're going to burp on it, they're going to throw up on it.
Yeah, they're gonna wear it to a sand pit. Like, no.
Exactly. Like, it's just so not worth it.
Absolutely.
I think
my inspiration was when I saw a picture of Stormy wearing some branded shoes. I'm like, she's gonna grow out of it very soon. Like, I don't get it. And she was wearing it to school. I could not handle it.
Seriously? To school?
Yeah.
And the thing is, we know that Kylie Jenner, she doesn't seem like the type who's going to hand me down, you know, like, for example, my younger sister got hand-me-downs, right? Yeah. That's just how it worked. But she's not. Like, Kylie can just afford more shoes. So I just think it's so redundant, you know, like, what's the point of getting your baby designer things?
True. So I guess we all agree on this then.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I think that was an easy one. That was a nice... Yeah.
I was actually going through my list and I was like, okay, let's just go for a light one now.
Yeah, I think after offending multiple communities, this was...
Yeah, we really did start with a bam.
Yeah, this was a little more breezy for sure.
Great. Okay, Seher, your opinion now.
So now I'm going to move on to food, just to give it a bit of a break in the middle, because we've talked about, you know, music, TV shows, etc. I actually love pineapple on pizza. And I know this is a very, like, this is arguably one of the hottest takes out there. You know, whenever people have debates about unpopular opinions, this always comes up. And I am 100% team pineapple on pizza.
Same.
I think that's disgusting. And I think pineapple belongs in a fruit bowl and not on pizza.
Then I'm why sorry. Do we have tomato on pizza? Tomato is a fruit.
I feel like tomato tastes good, but I feel like pineapple tastes disgusting on pizza. I can't do pineapple on pizza.
It doesn't one of my taste friends, disgusting.
One of my friends gets
I think it's
so,
disgusting.
One of my friends gets so offended when I tell her like I like pineapple on pizza. She's like, it's a disrespect to Italians. What are you doing in life?
No.
You know what? I feel the same way.
But then by that logic, like, you can't really say that it's a disrespect to... Because, the thing is that I feel like we've come to a point where, you know, different countries have their own version of pizza. Like in India, we literally have paneer on pizza, cottage cheese, that's cottage cheese. And we have like beans, rajma on pizza. I'm not even joking, all this other stuff. So, I mean, if somebody wants to put freaking pineapple on pizza, let them do it. And if anything, I feel like it works.
I love it.
I love it. I feel like something about the taste is just it.
Nah, I feel like it's an acquired taste though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So you do admit that people who like pineapple on pizza have a more acquired taste?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. But I feel like personally, I just don't like it.
Okay.
Fair, fair. I'm curious to know why there's so much of a debate on this. You know, like everyone's like, ew, like why would you have pineapple? But I'm like, dude, you people literally such random, not random, but like such, there are like crazier things that people put on pizza. Like to me, pineapple is not the craziest thing you can put on a pizza.
I agree. I think it just adds to flavor.
Same. I do. I really do feel like it tastes good. Nat just staring at us.
Nat is just ambushed now.
Nat staring at us like she's repulsed by what we just
am
said.
I am repulsed as, yeah.
Oh my God. Don't get too offended now. Let's go with your opinion.
Okay, so this one's also really, really controversial. But I just have to say it. I think Marvel is a little overhyped. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. We will have to discuss if we actually want to release this episode or not at this point.
Guys, I don't even know what to say.
Dude, people are crying like, for Endgame. People were crying there in the theaters.
You know, I think it's overhyped because I feel like superhero movies have a formula, right?
Absolutely.
It's like hero finds his powers, his or whatever powers, and then he's like, I'm going to go save the world. And I feel like it's the same. And then there's a villain and then a bunch of heroes bunch up and then they kill some purple dude. Like,
Oh my God.
Marvel fans are going to cancel me hard, but anyway.
Purple dude. Yikes.
I'm just saying, I think it's really, really overhyped. And you know what? If I had powers, I would not be like, mujhe dunya ko bachana hai. I would go rob a bank or something. You know, I would like make Ambani bow before me. You know, something cool. I'm going to go and save the world.
Oh, we're going to jail for that comment.
Guys.
I'm sorry. I just have to say this. And even when I watch Marvel shows or even like DC shows, suppose I'm like watching The Flash or say Supergirl or Legends of Tomorrow or whatever. It's really, really boring. I'm sorry.
What do you think about DC?
I haven't watched a lot of DC. I watched a bunch of DC shows. So I can give my opinion on that.
Didn't we watch Justice League together?
Yeah, we did. But the thing is, it's the same thing. It's the same superhero concept. And the same thing's happening. And I feel like that gets really, really boring. Like, yeah, there are twists and turns. But I think it's still the same formula somewhere.
But I think, you know, it's the same thing with chick flicks also. It's the same thing. Like, there's always the same formula for these kind of movies. And I think there is something which always attracts people to it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Like,
there's
definitely
an audience.
I feel like formula films or formulaic films, rather, they exist for a reason, you know. Like Manya said, chick flicks, they have the same kind of trajectory. Like, it always has, like, the same storyline. Like, the uncool, like, nerd kid and then the popular trope. Like, you know, it all kind of fits into a trope. So, I feel like, in a way, superhero films exist for a reason, you know, like they make people feel good. And while, yes, it is very much the same pattern, you know, good versus bad, I feel like there is place for that and we need that.
But do you think it's
all meta?
Do you think it's overhyped?
I don't, because I feel like Marvel is genuinely funny. Like, it's not just, you know, bad versus good guys fighting. I feel like the characters, some of them are really well, you know, they're very well etched out. they are full, complete characters. They don't feel like one-dimensional, flat superheroes. Like, look at Iron Man, for example. Like, nobody can say that Tony Stark is, you know, a flat, like, superhero. Like, he has a character arc, and I think that's what makes Marvel interesting.
Plus, I agree. I think there is character development. I think there are some really good actors. There are a lot of emotions and stuff. Right. So, I don't think it's overhyped.
But I do see your point. I feel like some people really don't like superhero films. Like, I've watched Marvel movies, right? But I don't claim to be, like, a super fan. Like, I've not watched every single movie out there.
Same.
Yeah, so I think it really just depends. But I don't think Marvel is overrated. I think it deserves the hype.
But also, I think, sorry to go back to Star Wars, but I just think Star Wars is underhyped compared to, like, if you compare it to Marvel, like, I just think it's very, like, I have so many friends who've just not watched it. And if they have also, they've watched, like, the sequels, they haven't gone to the prequels or the original. And I feel like once you watch the sequels, how can you not watch the prequels and the original? Like, how can you not? So.
I agree. No, I definitely agree. I actually do think that Star Wars is underhyped.
I think especially in our generation it is.
Yeah.
No, for sure. It is underhyped. I feel like people, like you said, they've watched episodes 7, 8, 9, but they've not watched the prequel or the original trilogy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna say my hot take now. I just feel like dry-fruits do not belong in food. Like, I've seen biryani which has kaju, which has raisins, and I'm just like, a big no for me. I just don't think dry-fruits should be in food.
I agree.
Yeah.
I used to be like this. I genuinely hated any kind of dry-fruit in my biryani or, you know, like some kind of chicken pulao situation. But I have come to appreciate kaju in biryani, or not biryani, but like pulao. It does taste good. I mean, you need to get used to it, but I've started to like it a bit. But I don't like raisins in any food. Like, it should not be mixed with rice. It should not be mixed with anything. No.
Same. What do you think about elaichi, like the piece? There's like a freaking piece coming in your mouth.
No, please.
Thank God. All right. Okay, sir, your turn now.
I guess I'm not sure if this is unpopular, but I really need to say this. It's related to a TV show. So in Never Have I Ever, for example, I genuinely believe that Devi and Ben are supposed to be together, and I feel like people who ship Devi and Paxton, you're living under a rock. Like, you're living in some delusional world of your own. No offense, because, and I have my reasons for this. I just want to say that Ben and Devi are intellectually compatible. Ben treats Devi well, you know, like, of course they've had their disagreements and they've fought and things like that, but he genuinely cared about her, and if they started dating, I don't think that he would have been embarrassed to have her as a girlfriend. Whereas Paxton, he, especially guys, if y'all have watched season 2, spoiler alert, you've been warned, Paxton wants to keep, you know, hooking up with Devi secretly.
Like a sneaky link,
exactly. But he does not want to acknowledge her publicly. What is that about?
That's a big no-no.
People who are shipping Paxton and Devi, that is so weird to me. Like, ladies and gents and whoever else, don't let any guy treat you like this. Like, this is not okay.
Also, the way Devi views Paxton and Ben both, you know, in the end, Paxton goes and says that, oh, Devi's my girlfriend, they go to prom together. But I feel like Devi still views Paxton, you know, as the hot American boyfriend. But her opinion on Ben is different. She knows that she's intellectually compatible with Ben, and she genuinely likes Ben for who he is. But I feel like she still likes Paxton for his popularity and hotness factor.
Yeah, you know? I think Devi prioritizes Paxton's hotness over Ben's personality. And why? How? Just no.
I feel like in season 2 especially, even though Paxton did have a kind of a story arc where his character did kind of develop. I just don't think he and Devi have much in common. And if anything, Paxton kind of uses Devi, you know, her to get her to do his homework. And then after that, you know, it's like all this other stuff. And then on top of that, he also wants to, you know, get with her, but secretly, but he won't acknowledge her, etc., etc. So I just find it strange. And I find it weird that people who kind of romanticize the two of them together, because, you know, I feel like it's just not an ideal relationship. And it's so obvious that Devi likes Ben more. Like you said, like, she's just kind of taken by this whole, you know, popularity American boyfriend, jock boyfriend situation.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, since we got so many submissions of your unpopular opinions, we've decided to split the unpopular opinion segment into two episodes. And we'll have the same format for the next episode too. So right now, we will react to some of your unpopular opinions.
So Nat, do you want to take it first?
Yeah, sure. I got a good one. Billie Eilish is overrated. For some reason, I just can't connect to her music except Bad Guy. Seher is a Seher Billie Eilish fan.
Yeah.
So I want Seher to respond to this first.
Okay, to be honest, I feel like music is very subjective. So I honestly don't think I'm going to sit here and be like, oh, how can you not like Billie Eilish? Because I feel like Billie's music is not pop. You know, it doesn't appeal to the masses. Like, when I say masses, it's not necessarily like, you know, bop music. Like, it's going to top the charts, number one Billboard. Like, some people like it, some people don't, you know. And I get that. Like, I understand where you're coming from. I do. I really do. Because I feel like I like Billie's music. I really do. But like, some songs are for me and some songs are maybe a little too, like, soft. Like, I don't know how to explain her voice, you guys, but some of her songs are very, they're just not my kind of music at times.
I agree.
But I do like some of her songs.
Dude, but I feel like every time she sings, right, I'm just like, behen bedja, let me give you some water. Take a nebulizer. Like, I don't know. I agree with this person's opinion. I feel like she is a little overrated.
I don't think she's overrated. I think I actually like her songs, so yeah. But I completely get, I think Billie Eilish specifically has these kind of songs which do not appeal to the mass. And it's only for like some kind of people, so I get it. Guys, I have a very good one right now. Billie Eilish's music is so freaking good. No one dare tell me. She just whispers in songs. Why don't you create that song, huh?
Okay, it's aggressive.
It's almost as if this person actually read what the previous person said, and my God, they are already attacking her. I love this.
I feel like I've contradicted myself and I'm going to get called out, but I think the only thing I have to say is that I do agree that her music is quite distinct, you know, like when you hear Billie's song, you know it's her. And that's what I like, is that she kind of has her own distinct voice. But at the same time, not every song is for me, but I do like her music.
Fair.
All right then. All right. Okay, Sarah, do you want to pick one?
There are some really good ones, you guys. So someone said, Riverdale was good up to the third season, and after that, I don't think they even had a plan and just wanted to take it forward. Okay, so
girl, I agree.
Whoever's opinion this is, I honestly think that it went to shit after season one.
One only, yeah.
I watched season one and I genuinely thought it was, you know, a good, nice, you know, teen mystery drama show. But after that, it just made no sense. Like, it just got terrible and the storylines were just,
yeah,
absurd. Like, it almost felt like the writers were, cuff cuff on something while writing it.
Also, the timeline makes no sense. After the 7 years, the timeline makes no sense at all. Also, the writing is super bad. Like, it's kind of really bad.
Oh, it's atrocious. Like, what is that writing? Like, genuinely, the show has gone through so much shit, you guys.
Yeah, I feel like Archie could be saying, I had a cucumber for dinner and they played dramatic music. You know, it's it's bad out there.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, I'm definitely going to watch season 5, part 2.
Same. Okay, Nat, you pick one now.
Okay, this person's opinion is that Sev Puri is much better street food than Pani Puri. You know what? I have to disagree.
Street food, that is not true.
I feel like Pani Puri is at the top of the street food chain. Like the street food pyramid.
I 100% agree.
I feel like nothing beats Pani Puri though.
But I feel like they're really close, honestly. It's not like Pani Puri just beats Sev Puri completely. I feel like they're close.
I feel like Pani Puri is on
okay.
top though.
Okay, you have your priorities straight. Seher, yeah. What about you?
I'm a Pani Puri supporter for life.
Great. Cool.
I like Pani Puri a lot. Like, I could eat that every day if I could, honestly.
Got it. Okay. So I have one. Kendall Jenner sucks. That's it. That's all that's written. And I feel like this is cracking me up. This is more of a hate comment than just an unpopular opinion. Kendall Jenner sucks.
Whoever this is, what did she do to you, y'all? What did she do to you?
I love
the straightforwardness. We need more people like you. But honestly, I just want to know why. Maybe
kya
tell
bigada
us.
Hai?
Exactly. DM us. Let us know. Very interested.
Oh man. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah, so honestly it's genuinely been kind of hard to pick because people have been sending really good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone said celebrity crushes are better than real crushes.
I agree because you don't have I feel like most of the time when you have a celebrity crush, you don't have an unrealistic expectation that they will like you back. I mean, you know
many people who do, please.
They do, but you also like know deep down that you're never going to marry Harry Styles. Like, you know that, you know, but you still think you might marry, say, Vikram from Class or, you know, like... You still have that. Vikram is such a sad name to you. But you still think that
Nat keeps insulting names in our podcast.
Yeah.
In episode 2, she insulted Cheyenne, some random person called. By the way, we don't know any of these people. These are just random names. Like, she
resemblance
took Cheyenne.
Is purely coincidental.
Exactly. Cheyenne. And now she is talking about Vikram.
Yeah, you might
she just
Vikram
comes up with
B likes you. You know,
oh God.
You have that expectation that Vikram likes you, but he doesn't.
I get that.
Get over Vikram, girl.
Honestly,
celebrity crushes are fun.
Honestly, I feel like you've said that to me so many times. Like,
honestly,
I
100% agree with you. I feel like, and my reasoning is the same as Nat's. I feel like with celebrity crushes, it's almost better to live in like fantasy land and like deal with reality of having a real crush. You know what I mean?
Also, you can have Harry Styles posters in your room. You can't have Vikram from 12B posters in your room. That's just creepy.
Man, stop with the Vikram.
To any of the Vikrams listening, We sincerely apologize.
Oh God. But also, living in fantasy land and imagining your life with Harry Styles is a form of escapism. And we talked about this in our third episode.
Check so it out.
Go watch that.
Except it is. I mean, yeah, it is escapism, but it's healthy escapism. Like, listen. As long as
yes, exactly. So we do talk about healthy versus unhealthy escapism too. So
as long
I love
as
this emotion going on.
As long as you aren't like stalking Harry Styles like at his house, like you're standing outside his house with a knife, then I think it's okay. Like you can fantasize, romanticize your life with him in a cottage, a very cottagecore aesthetic.
I love that. Standing outside his house with a knife. Some other kink only I haven't heard of.
No, dude, I'm telling you, there are like these stories of where, you know, people who are crazy or fans and stuff, they go and find the celebrity's address and they stand there with a weapon and all of that. I'm not even joking. Okay, well, swiftly moving on from talking about, you know what, we are going to end today's episode, and don't worry, there is going to be a part two to this Unpopular Opinions special edition. And in the next episode, you might want to tune in because we're going to be focusing a lot on relationships, crushes, that kind of juicy stuff. So stay
tuned.
Yeah,
we have gotten a lot of opinions on that from you guys. So yeah, on that note, we have come to an end on this week's episode of the TBH podcast. Thank you to our listeners for joining us and for your continued support. Make sure to tune in for another exciting episode very, very soon. We are your hosts, Manya,
Seher,
and Nat,
signing off.